peanut butter jelly. Peanut butter jelly.
Yo, listen, check my flow, I be spittin'. Gotta get the peanut butter with the jelly. I'ma rap about it even though it's kinda silly. Get your butter knife, then you wave it left to right. When you get your jelly right, you put it together, it makes something really nice. You already know, PB&J all day long. You know it ain't nothing wrong with a little bit of J, E, L, L, Y, and a little bit of P-E-A-N-U-T butter. It was so good, I think I'll have another.
Here we go. We're doing this. Take five.
Not of this episode. Overall, yes.
Getting late.
Oh, are we recording now?
Yes, we're recording.
This is it?
Hi, oh. Welcome to it.
Hi, welcome to the PB&J show. I'm Pam.
I'm Brian.
Joey's downstairs doing something else, as usual.
Probably not what he's supposed to be doing.
Probably not.
Probably burning something.
That's the almost 13 in him. Hey, our microwave is on the fritz. I just thought I'd let you know.
Oh, who's Fritz? And why is our microwave on him? And why do the Germans always get blamed for
stuff?
Things being broken?
Oh, you're so funny. My goodness. No, I put in a stick of butter because I was making cake for Mother's Day, and it had to be softened like room temperature butter, and didn't have any room temperature, so I was nuking it. And either there's metal in the wrapper, which I find highly questionable, or there was lightning in the microwave, which also seems unsafe.
There's probably magnesium in the butter.
What? But I have melted butter in the microwave before. I just usually take it out of the wrapper.
Throwing stuff out there.
So is it a wrapper thing? I don't know. You people who melt butter in the microwave, let me know what you think. Or I'll just go buy a new microwave.
But let's try not to do that.
But if it is, like, if it is on the fritz and we don't replace it, then somebody could really get hurt. But if it's not on the fritz, and then I try and melt butter or soften butter in the microwave inside the wrapper again, and then make lightning again, that would be
maybe
scary too.
Maybe lightning is the key ingredient to softening the butter.
That's possible. It doesn't say that in the ingredients, though.
Maybe the microwave
and 12 volts of lightning.
Lightning was required.
The microwave is a non-thinking appliance.
It knows how long my popcorn needs to be popped.
Because you program it. It's like a robot.
Really?
It's not AI. It's not.
I'm confused.
Anyways, whatever.
My brain hurts already.
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
Okay, so what were we talking about when we first started?
When we first started the first time, we were talking about Joey.
Were we not talking about that this episode? This take?
I don't think so.
Oh. I see, I got so many takes in my head now.
I know, sorry.
I can delete it from the computer, but up here it's all playing at one.
It's still in the queue?
Simultaneous playing, all of them.
Wow. No wonder you're twitchy. I should buy a boat. Exactly. Escape. So we went to Grand Rapids for Mother's Day, and one of our stops on the Grand Rapids tour was the cemetery in which my parents and grandparents are interred, which doesn't sound right when you say it out loud.
They're taking the great dirt nap.
Yeah. That's awful. Joey calls it the Wall of the Dead, which I find in a slightly morbid way humorous.
Yeah.
Because it's a crypt, and it is a very large wall, and it's got the nameplates on it, and the casket goes inside the crypt rather than inside the ground. And so he calls it the Wall of the Dead. So my sister and I just call it the Wall, meaning, you know, Mom and Dad's place.
Yeah.
So we're looking for wind chimes and decorations. And
to lighten up the Wall of the Dead.
Yes. Well, just to, you know, make it, because at a headstone you can put flowers.
Right.
But there's no way to put flowers on these. Exactly. Unless you spend like $800 or some obscene amount of money to get a vase put on there. And it's a permanent thing. And so if you decide you don't like it 2 years down the road, too bad, because they've already drilled into your marble.
To your dad's head.
Okay, no.
No, sorry. All right.
No, it would be... Anyway. Anyway.
So while we were at the cemetery...
Yes. Well, we put up a pretty wind chime and everything. But while we were there, when I was learning to drive, and when I was teaching my sister to drive and friends, we would go drive around in the cemetery. Because it had road-like surfaces.
And everybody there was already dead.
You couldn't really hurt anybody. We had some really bad misadventures. But we were going from one site to the next. Yeah. And everybody was walking except for you were going to bring the car down. And Joey goes, can I drive? He's 12.
Yeah.
And a half. Can I drive?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my gosh. And then you said.
Sure.
Sure. And I was like, oh my God, terrible.
Well, he had already driven last Tuesday at church. I told you this.
Oh, yes, you did. In the empty parking lot. Yes. Yes.
And yep. He was freaking out. He's like, I've forced him to do
excited
it.
Or afraid?
No, he was afraid.
Okay.
And he was like, I can't believe you're making me do this. Like,
see, with great power comes great responsibility. But he asked to drive, so right. It's not like he felt forced to do it, but I think he gets nervous when he's behind the wheel. Like, what if he doesn't remember what to do?
Well, at the church, he never touched the gas pedal.
Uh-huh. So he just idled around the parking lot.
Yeah. And there was no cars, so...
Did he make any vroom vroom noises?
No.
No?
He was so scared. He was like, I can't believe you. When we were done, he actually said, I can't believe you made me do that.
Aww.
Dude. Any other kid would be like peeing themselves with excitement.
I know, because Tyler was there, my nephew, who is officially 13. He had his birthday last month. And, you know, he saw you allowing Joey to drive our car, and he's immediately looking at his mom like, Mom, I would like to drive our car. She's like rolling her eyes and giving you the, you know, the glare of parentalness. And it was great. It was great fun. Yeah. So she was texting me because after we finished there and you and I left before they did, because she was going to let him do a lap. And I texted her and I said, how'd he do? And she said, a little too fast for my taste. So I'm thinking, oh, mama, get used to that, because he's a little bit of a speed lead foot, I think.
Yeah, he plays some video games like that lend to destruction.
Well, yeah, at least going fast and being a little dangerous. So it was funny.
Yeah.
But he did a fine job, and Joey did a fine job, and I'm happy with him idling around the parking lot. I'm really okay with that for now.
So now everywhere we go, it's like, I'm driving.
He asked me that the other day. He goes, can I drive? So, yep, good fun. He's a good kid. He makes me laugh.
So, speaking of Joey, you have a little sound clip on a...
Oh my gosh.
Recordable picture frame.
Yes. I was trying to find the one that said Mother's Day.
Do you want me to do it or you want to do it?
Happy Mother's Day, I love you. When he was little, but I can't. That one, the battery died. So once the battery dies, the recording goes away forever and I'm very sad. But.
So we will be recording this for forever on our podcast.
Yes. That's awesome.
So this, how old was Joey when you did this?
Couldn't have been more than 2.
Okay. So this is 2-year-old Joey, 10 years ago, making a picture frame for mommy on mom's Mother's Day.
Yes.
Have a good day. I love you.
You gotta play it again.
Have a good day. I love you.
Is that not the sweetest little voice you ever did hear?
What happened to that kid?
He's just, there's so much purity and just sweetness and aww. Does it make everybody just want to go, aww? Aww. Aww, little Joey. He would be so mad right now if he were up here.
He'd be storming out of the room.
You're embarrassing me.
But he doesn't want you to call any other kid cute.
No, because he's the original cute, according to him. Which is, I kind of agree.
Yeah.
He's pretty darn cute. But... Yeah. So that's our warm fuzzy. I couldn't find the Mother's Day one, but that one came close. So yeah. There's your little Mother's Day clip to give you all a warm fuzzy.
What else we got?
I was going to comment on your opening music dancing, which was hilarious, by the way. Thank you for that.
Well,
that was several takes ago, but still.
That was before we even started. That was just get you excited music.
You picked some pretty lame songs for that.
What was I playing?
The Relay for Life theme song. No. That was depressing.
That was pretty lame.
It was. But and then you had that, the Racist Coffee, Julian Smith, Racist
that's
Coffee.
That's an awesome song.
It is an awesome song. It's the ringtone that I have on my phone for you, so I hear it quite a bit. So it just doesn't get me all jazzed like it gets you.
I should play the 600 Pillow song.
Okay. Oh, my favorite pillow.
So, all right. Yeah, so I'm a lame dancer while I'm sitting in a chair at a microphone.
You know, you're funny. You're funny. That's my point. It's funny to watch dance. Yeah. Because you got rhythm.
You got rhythm. You got rhyme.
I ain't got rhythm. Phineas and Ferb. So, speaking of Rhett and Link.
Speaking of Rhett and Link.
Mm-hmm, they told us not to take the kids to a certain kind of restaurant.
Okay.
I think it was hibachi or something.
Yeah.
So, I was taking that advice to heart because it made a lot of sense. Because they took their kids, it was like a family restaurant.
Yep.
But there's open flame in the middle of the table.
Yeah.
And it dawned on them halfway through the meal that maybe this isn't safe for the littlest of the littles. I'm like, you think? So where'd we go to dinner last night?
Fujiyama. Grand Rapids.
Mm-hmm. They have Chinese, Japanese, Thai food. I mean, it's a good mix of those kind of different oriental types of options. And it's a hot grill right in the middle of the table. And they set the thing on fire, like, twice on purpose.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Well, that's how they clean the grill.
Yeah. Yeah. It was so much fun. He was really enthralled. I was trying, like, you know how the guys do the thing with the flippy spatula and the knife and the, you know, they have a little rhythm that they pound out with their utensils and they're sharp and they're flipping them around. And it's an element of danger and excitement. So I'm enthralled by the guy, by the chef.
Yeah.
But I wanted to catch Joey's reaction, so I was, like, torn between the two because they were equally entertaining. It was pretty fun to watch him. And then he ordered macaroni and cheese and french fries and ate them with chopsticks.
That's my boy.
Yep.
Oh, but he tried the chef put a piece of steak on his plate, and he had never tried steak, and it's one of those things where he doesn't like it, but he's never tried it.
It's different.
So, but he tried it, and he liked it. But he didn't want more.
That's kind of his MO, is that he'll try something and he'll say it's good,
but
he doesn't want to eat it anymore.
Yeah.
So, whatever. More steak for me. It was so good.
Yes, it was.
I've never had fried rice like that. It was so yummy.
Yeah.
And we had a little mushroom malfunction because Amanda's allergic to mushrooms. So they brought out veggies with no mushrooms. And then there was one rogue mushroom in there. And she goes, "The fungus of death." And so then the guy is like, "What the heck? There's already one mushroom." So he poured the whole dish on there.
Yeah.
And she's like, "No veg for me." But
you had a little shrimp meltdown.
Oh my God. I had a panic attack because I don't care for shrimp. And so my intention was to let you have all the shrimp. Well, he didn't know that.
Yeah.
So the chef just, you know, he pops them on, one on everybody's plate. And I was like, "Oh my God." I was paralyzed. I didn't know what to do.
Touching my plate.
I was trying to memorize everything that it touched so I could flick it off. Like, that zucchini and that broccoli are contaminated. Don't eat them.
Okay. But
it was pretty neat. That was a fun experience.
Well, the shrimp don't like you either. How do you like that?
Well, that's fine. They can stay where they are.
So I got some good pictures and video we'll put on the website.
Yeah, you could put that smoking onion on there.
Yeah, it's really cool because this is how they cook their onions. They cut the onion in half and then stack, like, the bigger piece and then the smaller pieces on top of it into, like, a volcano shape.
They separate the rings.
Yeah. And then they pour some kind of a flammable liquid inside it.
Uh-huh.
And they just set the thing on fire, and it's like a volcano going off.
Well, because onions take a lot longer to cook than your other vegetables, onions and garlic, so the extra flame isn't going to hurt it.
Right. It was pretty cool, though.
Yeah. And then with one swipe of his spatula, he extinguished the flame.
He swiped it right towards Mandy, and she's like, whoa!
I was watching this other table before our chef got to our table. I was watching a guy at another table, and when they set the grill on fire, he did not like that. Like, he looked, like, mad. I'm like, really? Because you didn't know that that was coming because tables are on fire all around you?
Yeah.
And you didn't think they'd do it at your table?
You're sitting at the non-flammable table.
Right. Anyway, that was entertaining. So, it was a good dinner. It was worth every penny.
Yeah. We split a plate, so it wasn't too bad.
It was plenty of food, though.
Yeah.
Plenty.
What else you got?
Oh, Avengers. We talked about the Avengers a little bit on the last show, and I know you and Joey talked about it quite a bit.
Yeah.
But you finally dragged me along to go see it.
Dragged you.
Well, I kind of thought you guys have already seen it, and it's really more for your sakes that I would go anyway. You know, like to do it together as a family, but, you know, it was something that was on my top 10 list of movies to see.
Yep.
It ended up being really good.
Yeah.
I got really into it.
Yeah.
Like, leading up, it was kind of like, okay, this is as expected, and I'm not, you know, over the top.
Yeah.
But, you know, the more we got into it, the better it got. It just kept getting better and better. So, eventually, it lived up to my expectations, then went way over.
Yeah.
With just funny, unexpected funny. And
yeah, it was quite a build-up to the big battle scene.
Yeah.
Once that got going, holy cow.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah. And I really, really liked the actor who played Dr. Bruce Banner. Was it Bruce Banner?
Yeah.
Oh, I hear Joey for his random drive-by greeting.
Hey, Joe.
Hi.
What's the matter, bud?
You want to hear something really cute?
Sure.
You ready?
Yeah.
Have a good day. I love you.
Aww.
Oh, Mr. Sad Face.
He put a little smile on his face and now he's pouting. What's wrong?
I can't find that Yu-Gi-Oh game.
Oh, okay. We'll help you look for it sometime, okay?
Okay.
Can you start getting ready for bed?
Because it's getting late.
Yeah. I know.
Don't care.
Where were we?
It's going to be bedtime.
Avengers.
Yeah, we were talking about the Avengers.
Assemble.
Yeah. The guy, Hulk Smash. The guy who played Hulk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bruce Banner.
Yeah. He was good. I liked him. And and I like the guy who plays Tony a lot, too. And we were telling Steve and Mandy about it, because Mandy wanted to go see the Avengers, and Steve's like, I'm not really interested in seeing that. And then Tyler, the 13-year-old, was talking about the Lady Avengers.
Oh, jeez.
And their costumes. And then Steve's like, we gotta go see that movie. I'm like, dude, you're such a guy.
I didn't think they really played it up all that much to where it was like blatant.
Oh, there were some scenes.
There were some scenes, but it wasn't like super obvious.
They did the same with Captain America. There were plenty of scenes of the group talking when Captain America's back is to you. So.
For the girls?
Well.
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Well, it's not like the Batman movie where they had Catwoman.
Oh,
that was a little over the top.
Yeah, that was
with the
ridiculous
latex suit and everything.
Yeah. Well, the Black Widow does not leave anything to your imagination. I'll just leave it at that.
But it's not like they focused on her outfit. I didn't think.
There was a whole scene when she was interviewing Loki where her back is to the camera and that's all you can see is the outline of her silhouette of herself.
I guess I was into the conversation.
Right!
I was into the cinematography of the moment.
Okay. If I was worried about it, you would have been catching evil eye glances the whole time and you noticed you weren't, so
yeah,
it's no big deal. But anyways, so the young men enjoyed it.
You got a kick out of, what was it? You were talking about, the guy's a bag of cats or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
He kind of grows on you.
He's as crazy as a bag of cats.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good stuff. And he was, Tony Stark, Iron Man, was calling Loki a full tilt diva. He needed a tower erected with his name on it. Like, oh, look in the mirror.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. If you haven't seen it yet and need something to do on a Saturday, go do that.
Yep.
But you have to stay to the very, very end. And I don't mean
all the credits.
Just, you know, 5 minutes of credits. I mean, all 20 minutes of credits. Yes.
Holy cow, that was a lot of credits.
It was a lot of credits. You just, you know, like if you need to run to the bathroom and come back and just sit tight.
Yeah. After the first little mini clip, like mid credit, then go to the bathroom and then come back.
Uh huh. Because there's more.
Yeah, but there's like a ton of credits.
Yeah. But there's more to the movie.
Yeah.
And you want to be one of the ones who can say, I saw the scene.
Yeah, we just have to say, shawarma.
And that's all we're saying.
That's all we're saying.
Yep. If you need to Google it like Brian did, go please be our guest.
S-H-A-W-A-R-M-A.
Shawarma.
Shawarma.
Should we talk about your mom? Or should we talk about sandwiches? Because shawarma, sandwiches.
I think we need to explain the last episode, or episode 30.
I think we should. Because, okay, a little bit of setup is required. So,
if you haven't, you need to go back and listen to episode 30.
Right. If you haven't done that, stop this one, go listen to 30, and then come back right now.
Yes.
Right now. Okay, good job. So, what happened there was that Brian was telling me some work-related news, and he was pulling my leg, and he got me. And then I'm like, dude, that's so wrong. You should do it to your mom. And then, but now I feel really guilty and really bad for that because I should have never done it. Because when I listened to that podcast and I was the instigator, even though you originally played the joke on me, I'm the one who flipped it and said, you should call your mom and tell her the same thing.
You basically said, you're evil. Now go be evil on your mom.
For my entertainment.
Yes.
And it was very entertaining. Until the next day.
At her expense.
Well, and ours too, it turned out. I mean, it totally bit us in the hiney.
That blew up big time.
For days. Days, I tell you.
So I actually had to cut out the call.
Yes, I'm glad you did, because that would have been very, very upsetting.
Because I called her without her knowledge, and I was going to tell her
before. Well, she knew you were calling her.
Yes.
But she didn't know you were recording her.
No. And before I posted it, I was going to tell her so that I wasn't posting something without her knowing.
Right, without her awareness and permission.
So I was going to be all good and good boy there.
Mm-hmm.
But
this you waited thing just too long.
Blew up so quickly.
Yeah.
And apparently she didn't sleep that night. Mm-hmm. She was up all night crying and all day the next day.
She was really worried. She called me at like 6:45 on a weekday. So I'm trying to get Joey to school, trying to get myself ready for work, trying to, you know, do all the stuff that's got to get done. And she's like, I'm really upset, blah, blah, blah. So I had to be the one to break it to her that it was a like a practical joke. And she, first of all, she knew from her reaction that what you were telling her wasn't true.
Right. The entire phone call was her denying.
Right. So we all knew that she wasn't buying the crap that you were selling, even though her responses were kind of funny.
Yeah.
She wasn't believing you. But then she sat up and festered with it all night. So she's like, you know, it was a lie. And I'm like, no, now come on. There's a difference between a practical joke and a lie.
Yeah.
But really what should have happened is before you ever ended the call with her, say, I'm just really pulling your leg and none of this is true and I made it all up. And she's like, yeah, but people are saying, I'm like, nobody is saying. Bri was the only one who was saying that and he was trying to be funny. And she gets on me all the time for not having a good sense of humor. So, but this, because it was turned on her.
Right. Oh, she pulled out the heart attack card on me.
Yes, well.
And it was just
she does have health issues, and she's worried about everybody. And so, I mean, I feel really bad for my part in it and for egging you on to it. Although it didn't take a lot of encouraging for you to do it. I do take responsibility for me saying, you know, hey, let's do this to your mom.
Something that I haven't told you yet is that
the phone call was funny, but
I have let a couple people listen to the original.
Brian Keith.
But I made them swear not to share with anybody.
Brian, that's wrong. You were supposed to destroy that.
Well, I had already uploaded it.
No.
But I did not post it.
Who's heard it?
Robert Harrington and Doxson.
Oh, no.
They won't share it.
Robert and Doxson. Listen, Robert.
Robert is my moral compass. He would never, ever do anything.
Right now. He is a co-conspirator trying to get the pod wives in trouble. At the very least, get us sprayed with something. It's not okay. You guys need to cease and desist. Why did you? So what was the reaction? That is so. Oh. I know you should have never done that.
Herringbone says I. I have. She says, man, it's too bad you can't post that. It's so funny.
Oh no, she would be livid. She would be so hurt.
Oh, yeah.
She would make a big deal out of that forever.
So, there you go.
Yeah.
But no, I had already posted it. Not posted it, but
uploaded it. So, is there a bootleg copy somewhere? Because that's not okay.
No.
Okay.
It's gone.
I'm waiting for the fib face.
We've already been over this, too.
I know. I still wait for it, just in case.
You think everybody has a fib face?
I do. Joey does. Why not you?
You do. Yeah.
That's what I said. I admitted it.
I know. Well, yeah. It sounded like you said that you do think everybody has a fib face.
No, I have a fib face. Right. I know it.
Okay.
I also have a, when I have done something wrong and I'm apologizing and I feel badly, if the other person hasn't quite gotten over it yet, I get the giggles. Like, you're so mad, and I can't not giggle.
That always goes over well.
No, it doesn't. It's like, okay, you're in chapel in high school, and you're with your best friend, and you just sing the hymn, and she slams the hymnal just as the room falls silent. Don't giggle. It's that kind of pressure to not giggle that makes you turn into a laughing hyena buffoon idiot. Not you, but me.
I think that's the title of the show.
Thank you so much. Or like, you didn't go to the memorial service that we had that one, the Christmas right after all the grandmas?
Yeah.
But they had people going across the stage and doing that. I light this candle in memory of whoever.
Mm-hmm.
And this one lady had a very unexpected, unfortunate voice. He was like a cross between Oscar the Grouch and Elmo.
Yeah.
Okay? And her appearance was similar to that. And it just, like, the emotions were so high because of all the in memory of, like, and there was empathy for other people who had lost and, you know, emotions for ourselves and for our immediate family who were there. And anyways, emotions were high. So it was either just bust out bawling or die laughing. And so I busted out laughing and it was like I couldn't contain it. It was not to be contained.
Nice.
My aunts thought I was having a breakdown. And my sister is sitting next to me laughing right along. So she knew. She knew what was happening. Everybody else thought I was going off my rocker, but not yet, people. Stay tuned.
Yeah, there's more to come.
Yep. So, yeah. So, hey, speaking of other podcasts and instigators.
Do tell.
Robert. Us pod wives.
Yeah.
Need to watch our backs. But yes, yeah, so on the Adventure Sandwich episode that we listened to yesterday, they had a special guest by the name of Scott from Media PA.
And tell everyone how you say his last name.
I can't.
Why?
Because I can't say it.
No, say everyone.
No.
How do you say it?
I don't say it. It's just Scott from Media okay. PA. I don't know how to pronounce his last name. Probably heard it. Every which way, but yeah correct. So
Scott
anyhow.
Cyrus.
Okay. That's, I believe you.
From Media PA. That's his whole name.
Okay. So Media PA is his last name?
Yes, he's a huge Tigers fan too.
I can pronounce that. Tigers, yay, go Detroit. Anywho, they were talking about sandwich stuff and sandwich-related stuff on the Adventure Sandwich on this podcast that we listened to yesterday.
For about 5 minutes.
And he was saying something that's really popular in the Mid-Atlantic states or in the New York area was Speedies. Have you ever heard of Speedies?
No.
When he first mentioned it, I'm like racking my brain going, I know this is a familiar term, but I can't remember why, but I kept kind of flashing
back
to
it. Wasn't
that
like a drug back in the 80s?
That was speed.
Oh, okay.
Good grief. Anyway. So I'm like, why is this phrase familiar to me? Because it's not anything I've had recently. It was something that we had at a family reunion. Guess where the family reunions were?
Media PA.
No.
No. All right.
No. My mother's family and my grandmother's family are from Binghamton, New York.
No.
Yes, and he actually said Binghamton.
Whoa.
On the Adventures of Yours podcast.
Smaller.
I was like, yes, the world is flat. I was just completely, completely flabbergasted because I never imagined that there would be a connection. So, anyways, that I just thought that was really cool. And I remember Speedies, my mom's cousins, they were going to make Speedies, and I thought, it's just shish kebab. Speaking of shawarma. And so, anyways, it's like grilled meats, and you put it on a hoagie bun and eat it like that.
Scrapple.
No. That was a whole different disgusting turn of events.
Okay.
But yeah. So anyways, because I was listening to his voice, and I'm like, why isn't Brad picking on Scott's accent at all? Hello? And thinking, you know, he reminds me of my mom's family back east. And then he said that about Speedies, and then he said Binghamton. And I was like, oh, practically Binghamton. And not that I know anybody from Binghamton, but they're my mom's people.
Right.
And so I just thought that was cool. I got a little warm fuzzy.
Cool.
Yeah. And when I was working for Gannett Newspapers, they had, they used to have a paper in Binghamton.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So anything that has to do with Binghamton makes me feel all, like, connected to my grandma and special. So cool. It's all good.
So what else happened on the Adventure Sandwich?
Well, Brad was talking about cooking some. Oh, he was doing the egg sandwich in the microwave.
Yep.
And I don't think lightning was in his recipe either. But he was saying you have to put cooking spray inside of your Tupperware dish.
Spam.
Well, he said Spam, but he meant Pam cooking spray.
Okay.
And, like, this would be the first time ever that anybody connected my name to the name of that cooking spray.
Wow.
Not.
Joey still gets a kick out of seeing that in the cupboard.
Right? It's kind of funny. So, I don't mind.
So
I used to get teased, though, in school. The kids would call me Spam, and I didn't like that at all.
So Robert specifically said that I had to spray you.
Yes, he named you. He called you out.
And Brad's like, who?
What? Brian from the PB&J, you must spray Pam. So I don't know what you're going to spray me with.
It'll be good.
I don't recommend it.
It'll be a video.
No, thank you.
Yes.
And so I have in the show notes, Robert needs to stop co-conspiring against us innocent pod wives.
Well, okay, so.
Thank you so much.
You say pod wives, you got to tell the rest of the story, too.
Oh, well, you and he are trying to get some sort of influence over Chelsea.
I already have influence over Chelsea.
Like, he's saying, because of this clout, Miley Cyrus and Chelsea are, like, on your top 10 list of things you have influence in. And so this... right? So...
I'm pulling up right now, I'll show you.
Whatever. So, Robert thinks that if you have influence over Chelsea, that he can get with you so that you can suggest to Chelsea things that would work out to Robert's benefit. because okay. you have influence.
So,
and vice versa, that if Robert had influence over me, then you could talk to Robert, and Robert can influence me for things that will work out to your benefit. And I just can't imagine, you know, what you could possibly want that is lacking, and vice versa, but...
All right, Chelsea. This is for Chelsea. Chelsea, I know that the sound of my voice is very soothing to you.
Oh, good Lord.
You're feeling very sleepy right now.
You create feelings in others that they themselves don't understand.
Don't ruin this. So,
Chinga.
So.
Quiet. Keep influencing.
I'm trying to do something. I'm going to turn your mic off. So, Chelsea, you're feeling very relaxed right now. And you can't hear Pam laughing. All you can hear is the sound of my voice.
I'm so sorry, Chelsea. I'm so sorry.
Just remember these
words.
This
is getting really weird.
More bacon, less mayonnaise.
More mayo. Does Chelsea like mayo?
I don't know.
Then why do you care?
I'm trying to.
You're trying to help Robert?
I'm out here with Robert. So oh. He can, next time on his next show, he can do this for you.
Such as what?
I will send him something.
What could you possibly...
Yeah, my clout went down.
Wah, wah. What is it that you could tell him that you need me to do that you couldn't tell me you need me to do? Or not do?
That's not the point.
There's a whole communication chapter in our premarital, you know, workbook thingy.
That's not the point.
Oh.
So...
I'm completely weirded out by your hypnosis voice right now.
Okay, see that right there.
Yes, and Miley Cyrus, you have even more clout.
Dachshund voted for my clout.
He is a co-instigator as well. Thanks a lot, Dachshund. Thanks, man.
So, okay, Chelsea, when I snap my fingers, you'll wake up and you won't remember a thing. All right, so...
I don't think it's working the way you guys pictured it working.
It'll work, trust me.
No.
All right.
You're so silly.
Anything else that I can get in trouble on?
Lots. But we could probably stop there.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, Joey discovered a new fruit called rhubarb.
Is it a fruit?
Yeah. Surprise! Well, I don't know. It doesn't have seeds, so maybe it's not. But it's treated like a fruit because you put it in a pie. But you put mincemeat in a pie, and mincemeat's not a fruit. Anyways, I digress.
Yeah.
But so he pulls out a stalk of rhubarb berries out of the fridge.
Yep, yep.
He goes, "What is this?" Chomp. Takes a bite. He never is adventurous with food ever. So yeah. It totally surprised me that he did that. And he's like, "Whoa, this stuff is sour." I'm like, "That's rhubarb." And he goes, "Oh, he didn't care for it much. Let's just say that." But then I had some rhubarb that had been cooked down with strawberry jello
right, to
use as a topping for this wonderful luscious cake for which I was melting the butter, which we referred to earlier in the show.
Yep.
See, everything comes full circle, ball of yarn.
That's awesome.
Yes. Anyhow. So I'm like, now taste this, because this is rhubarb with strawberry jello, and it's a whole different flavor, and you gotta try it.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, "I'm not eating that." I'm like, "If you want your whatever that you are campaigning for, then you'll eat this." I'm such a bad mom. I totally bribe him. And he's like, "Okay, fine." So he tasted it. And I happen to like the taste of the rhubarb with the strawberry jello and the whipped cream. The Cool Whip. It's yummy.
Yeah.
And so he tastes it. And he makes a face. He goes, "Oh, that's a new taste of disgusting."
Jeez.
It's pretty funny. So, yeah. No rhubarb for Joe.
Oh, well.
But we'll see if he likes Mackinac Island fudge next weekend. That's where we're headed.
I remember
headed.
The first time you had raw rhubarb.
Yeah, it was nasty right out of the garden.
Your face turned inside out.
Well, it's really sour. Because I'm used to having it like in a pie with all kind of sugar and Cool Whip.
Yeah.
And if you just eat it right out of the ground where the bug's been crawling on it, it's kind of gross.
That's good.
I was going to warn him not to do that, and he chomped it before I could even... And then he's like, oh, you got to throw this one away. I'm like, no, we just cut the end off. He goes, but somebody else will eat my saliva. Jeez. Oh, that was all funny. Right.
So,
yeah.
But the Joey's old, adventure. MB540 warm-up here, so you can read the... Contact information.
I don't know what that means.
It's right here. See?
The MB540? Oh, like QWERTY. Oh.
The old desktop model? QWERTY sound effect.
Yeah, that would be fun. And so we have learned applies to our lives today. That's two references to VeggieTales that nobody's going to get.
Oh, they'll get it.
Our website is pbnjnetwork.com/thepbnjshow. Our email is thepbnjshowmail@gmail.com. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/thepbnjshow. Twitter.com/thepbnjshow with no O.
Yeah.
And the voicemail is 406-272-2635.
Okay. So I expect to be hearing from Chelsea.
Or Robert saying, hey man, it didn't work, and we really do have to cease and desist. Robert doesn't talk like that. Hey man. I was listening to Neil Diamond. Or who was it? Paul Sanka? Who was it? Oh, your face is red.
Oh, man.
That's precious.
Oh, it's
who was it? Who were they talking about?
They were talking about all kinds of them.
No, the What's New Pussycat guy.
Yeah, Neil Diamond.
No, that's not him. Tom.
Oh, Tom Jones.
Yeah. I don't know why.
They're saying he only had one good song. And
it wasn't that good.
No, I like that song. And there's What's New Pussycat.
Okay.
Anyway, we gotta close this
out.
It was
either hardcore rap or Tom Jones.
We gotta get out of here.
Or like really weird 70s music. Which, he doesn't seem like he's older than me, so I don't understand why he's into it.
Who?
Robert.
He's about our age.
Oh. Yeah, but that's not our style of music.
Tom Jones?
Yeah.
No.
He likes like elevator music. The Barbara Mandrell that they played? Oh.
Yeah, he's
it's like stuff. What my dad listened to. Anyways, okay, this is going nowhere fast, so.
I listen to normal music.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
If Julian Smith sings it.
Who did I get tweeted by? Yeah. You just go ahead and say it.
I don't know.
I got tweeted by Huey Lewis in the News.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, you were on Cloud 9 for a while.
For like 15 minutes.
Yeah. Huey Lewis in the News' tweet manager knows my Twitter.
His personal assistant tweeted me.
Yeah, his personal assistant's personal assistant. No,
Huey Lewis doesn't do it.
No, probably not.
All right.
Anyhow, he's cool. Okay, time to go. Minutes. Yep. Time to get the boy into bed.
Oh, yeah. We gotta go.
So we can, you know, be alert tomorrow.
All right.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
Eat more sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. And they have adventures. If they're PB&J sandwiches.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how we tie it all in. Let's bring it back to PB&J.
Yeah, it's all about PB&J.
Yeah.
Bye.
Well, it's not, but this one is.
All right.
Okay.
Say goodbye, Pam.
Goodbye, Pam. Peanut butter and jelly. Peanut butter and jelly.
The PB&J Show is licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derives 3.0 Unported License and is a trademark member of the PB&J Network found at pbnjnetwork.com.